Good morning. It's the 28th of January, 2019. Today we have the Eight of Cups reversed and the Queen of Wands and the Ten of Wands. Spring. The seasons have changed, at least they have where I am, and while the Farmer's Almanac says the last frost in my region is on February 12th, I just find that hard to believe. But one morning I woke up and the air was different. The Queen of Wands is at the center of things today, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, which is where she usually can be found. Queens are always surrounded by people who do their bidding and attend and serve them, but this is the queen everybody wants to work for. She's so damn bright and yellow and passionate, this Queen of Fire, so enthusiastic about everything she does, it's infectious. As if her yellow gown, cape, and yellow crown aren't enough, she completes the look with a long-stemmed giant sunflower in full bloom. This is the human who lights up the room. He or she is the queen who wasn't born into it, but came out of and through adverse circumstances and celebrates life joyously. This queen owns the room wherever he or she goes, and everybody wants to know him or her. And spring is her season. In the past position is the gloomy Eight of Cups, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, which upright shows someone abandoning something they had put a lot into, heart and soul, that didn't, for some reason, turn out the way they'd hoped. A lone figure, dressed in a red cape and hood, is leaving behind eight gold cups stacked on a desolate, inhospitable, drying-up beach. The emotional investment has not, and probably never will, pay off. The shock of red is the only color on this muddy, sludgy card. We are taking our love somewhere else. Reversed. Hold on a minute. Have we really given it all we've got? Don't ask the tireless Queen of Wands. In the future position is the heavy, overcommitted Ten of Wands. A human whose orange sleeve matches the Queen's own, she insists on it, staggers under the weight of ten heavy staves, all sprouting new leaves, as is the Queen's own staff, and strangely, her crown hat. The Queen thinks that with some TLC and elbow grease, things can work after all. Spring fever has set in. She has more new ideas popping out of her head than new green leaves. This is good to see, for sure. The queen is infused with fresh passion and enthusiasm and has all kinds of plans for planning and renovations in a new garden and let's get all these in the ground. She calls out to the poor worker whose job it is to actually do it. He's carrying as much as he can. This is commitment, or wondering when and where to lay one's burden down, if you play the blues. The unfulfilled wanderer of the Eight of Cups has rediscovered their passion and purpose, which, of course, is an internal thing, a personal thing. This is committing to something for the long haul, that is, as long as this human can carry the load. It's a lot for one person, which may be the point. It's not an easy card, and could easily mean taking on too much on one's own, or having more ideas than actual manpower, womanpower, or means to make them happen. I do get a warning feeling out of this. With the suit of fire, there is always a strike while the iron is hot kind of a vibe, and that's a mighty big potential bonfire this human is carrying. It is a card of success, but with success comes pressure and heaviness. Ask the queen. Whatever you say, Your Highness, where do you want them? This could also be committing to or embracing new or extra responsibilities at work, having reignited a passion for it. The way the human on the 10 wraps his arms around his load of branches. Never mind, she says, I'll do it myself, which is probably why those cups back on that beach aren't stacked upright. Because it may just be spring fever. Aw, I hope not. Bye.